Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Venus is now retrograde in the sign of Leo, and we are going to talk a little bit about why I think this Venus retrograde period is going to be amazing. Now, we're going to do a separate video talking about why I think this Venus retrograde in Leo might suck, or how might it be experienced as difficult. And so we'll talk about that too. Sometimes I mash these things together in a, like, five things I love, five things I hate. This week I'm actually on vacation, and so I pre-recorded these talks, and they're very brief because I had to record several weeks worth of content in order to give myself some runway to land the ship into a restful zone, so that I can start to think of new series for later in the year and work on other projects and just kind of reset with myself and my family. So I'm off from clients and classes and try to get out ahead of some content creation so that I can rest a little bit. So that being said, our videos are a little bit short this week. And so I've kind of broken them up a little bit, and you'll notice that like things are just a little bit different. They will return back to normal again next week. So at any rate, Venus is now retrograde in Leo. We're going to talk about why this is going to be amazing. Some things that I think we could look forward to. By the way, if you want plenty of content that I've done already, horoscopes, multiple in-depth videos on Venus retrograde in Leo, go back into my archive and take a look at what I've already done. If you just search Venus retrograde in Leo in the search bar, you're going to find that I've done a bunch of videos already. If you're looking for deeper content, this would be a place to go if you want more of a deeper dive into some of the archetypal signatures that we've already looked at. Anyway, before we get into it today, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe. If you're new to the channel, welcome. Nice to meet you. I hope you enjoy the content. Subscribe and like. It helps the channel to grow. We really appreciate it. Drop your comment into the chat box or the chat stream below. We really appreciate that too. You can find a transcript of my daily talks on my website, nightlightastrology.com. And when you're there on the website, check out all of my readings and courses. And if you have any questions about what you see on the website, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Okay, real-time clock. This is what we're looking at. So here we have the real-time clock, and you can see that Venus has just turned retrograde in the sign of Leo here, Monday, July 24th. It would have done so over the weekend into today, where it's just sort of, if you back this up a day, you'll see it's stationing yesterday, Sunday. So between yesterday and today, it has turned retrograde. Now, this retrograde is going to last all the way into early September. If we advance this clock a little ways, you're going to see that Venus's retrograde moves all the way through Leo and stations again to turn direct around September 4th into the 5th that it finally turns direct. But it's not out of Leo. If you count the forward motion back through the retrograde degrees, it is not leaving Leo all the way until about October 9th. 8th into the 9th. So a long time for us to be visiting Venus in Leo right now. Really, really cool, long period. I just think it's neat when you get a planet in a sign for a really long time, because you really get to know that archetypal field. You really get to know that place in your chart. You really get to know that planet. I feel like that was the case, at least, in some of the previous Venus retrogrades that we've had, that I get that feedback all the time from people anyway. And especially like Mars retrograde in Gemini. Everyone was so sick of Gemini and Mars being in Gemini by the time it was done, you know, but you learn a lot too. So, well, let's take a look at five reasons that I think this Venus retrograde will be amazing. To me, these are sort of the most promising things you could possibly look forward to. And they are in no particular order. But look, number one, for any Venus retrograde are changes in relationships. But you have to remember that Venus in the sign of Leo, the sign of the lion, is in the sign of the heart. This is a sign, Leo, that is very dramatic and very theatrical. And there's a kind of hopeless romanticism that Leo embodies. It's kind of noble and it's a little bit chivalrous, has a kind of Arthurian quality to it. But don't make the mistake, you know, Venus in Leo is not just going to be about, you know, famous people changing their wardrobes or something like that. You know, although, like, you can certainly have the stereotype of fame and needing the spotlight and blah, blah, blah. But Venus in Leo has a lot to do with the loyalties of the heart. And Venus in Leo will serve what it loves on a heart level just so intensely. And so the possibility for changes in relationships to be theatrical and sort of Shakespearean, for them to be really profound, is there right now. I'll give you a story. So when Venus was retrograde in Leo around 2015, the summer of 2015, my wife and I had been married less than a year. We got married in October of 2014. We'd been together for years before that, but we got married in 2014. We were in 2015. Ashley was pregnant with our first daughter, Virginia. And we decided to buy our first house. We found this little place and we were in the process of closing on the house. And we found out that one of the owners of the home had attempted to take their own life. It was really unfortunate. And they tried to take their own life because they were also in the process of a divorce that was very painful. And the court was forcing them to sell their house and I guess like split the the money from the sale. So it was like a court ordered that they sell their home, and they were, I don't know exactly how that worked, but we found all of this out. We didn't know like barely anything about the sellers, you know, and a lot of people don't when they're in the process of buying a home. So we found out because the closing got delayed by several months because this, one of the two in the pair, the married couple that we were buying it from, had to go, was hospitalized basically, and then went to like, I don't know if it's like called a rehab center or like psychiatric care. You know, they needed some care for a while. And that delayed the sale of our home. Well, I have Venus in the fourth house of home and property, you know, so. But it was really interesting because it gave my wife and I an opportunity to reflect very deeply on what was going on and whether we wanted to keep going through with it or not, because it's kind of a heavy thing, right? Anyway, it was sort of Shakespearean, the whole thing. At any rate, there was more that came up as well, but that summer was so much about me starting, while this was all happening, I was also like preparing to become a dad, right? And so the transformational Venus in Leo happens to be my ascendant ruler, and it's in the fourth house of home and family. So it's very specific to the house location in my chart, but I was, my marriage was changing because we were starting to become parents, about to become homeowners. There was this big theatrical thing that happened. I mean, very dramatic thing that happened with the sale of the house. And I just remember during that period very deeply starting to work into what does it mean that I'm now married less than a year and about to become a father. So this very deep transformation of identity and relationships. Now, again, that's my ascendant ruler, and that's in the fourth house of home and family. But the point is that it can be, there's such deep, Venus in Leo is a placement that will have to do with the loyalties of the heart and the way that those loyalties are being tested and transformed. So the best thing about this upcoming Venus retrograde, in my humble opinion, is about heart-centeredness in relationships and how that's leading us to make changes and new choices and so forth. Number two is just broadly speaking, any Venus retrograde can have to do with a change in value. Venus, although Venus represents aesthetics and tastes and desires and sensuality and sexuality and all that kind of stuff, broadly speaking, Venus has to do with what we place value on. That is valuable. This is not valuable to me. And Venus retrogrades will always be a time where we look at the relative value of different things in our lives. It could be material things. It could be how we spend our time, our energy, our money, our resources. It could be changes of value in relationship or changes of value that are more philosophical somehow. But usually it will be informed by something Venusian. How do we relate to this? What does it bring beauty, joy, and pleasure into our lives or not? And why? So what an opportunity really for us to be able to change according to a really deep look at our values and how they're transforming. These are the best parts of a Venus retrograde. And Venus in Leo will have to do with the change of values will be changes of heart. Broadly speaking, I think that's the easiest way to think of it. Number three are changes of style, taste, and aesthetic. Now we're going into like less broad when we talk about values and more specific in a sense when we talk about things like style, taste, and aesthetic. This has to do with wardrobe. This has to do with a tattoo you're going to get or cosmetic surgery. Or it could be that you're considering some kind of, you know, some kind of treatment. People, there's so many things. I started in the past year, my wife got into something called hydrofacials. I don't know if you guys ever heard of these, but it's basically like a watery vacuum that cleans your face. And it's like a facial, but it's like a water vacuum. It's really hard to explain, but they're really cool. And I started getting them or whatever. But it's funny because they really came into my life during a Venus retrograde. I thought that was funny. So you'll find that like changes in how you look, in how you care for yourself on the level of beauty and appearance, the kind of things you wear, the art that's on your walls, the, you know, those kinds of things can go through. I'm about to change some of this room around this office. That's part of my plan for this Venus retrograde. And it could be just some subtle changes. Like I think I might change some of the artwork, but I mean, those changes reflect changes that are happening psychically or internally. So don't underestimate the power of making what look like topical or superficial changes. They could be that you're going to be wearing more of a certain color, but it's important because that color says something about where you're at psychically now, as opposed to maybe where you were before. So changes of style, changes of taste, changes of aesthetic, changes of appearance, they make a big difference. To Venus, they're not superficial. To Venus, they're very profound and important, because they reflect the life of the soul and how the soul is evolving. Number four, there is a time during Venus retrogrades for self-reflection, because our relationships always act as mirrors. And relationships, as they say, it takes two to tango. But what's really cool about relationships is that our relationships are, I would say, the primary means by which we grow and heal and evolve individually. I read you guys something from a book that I'm reading the other day called Attached, and the book is about adult attachment theory. It's interesting, and take it or leave it. But one point that I really resonated with, that I agree with completely, is the idea that our individuality can't be grown in some kind of vacuum, that our individuality is dependent upon the health and wealth of our relationships, friendships, connections that we have, whether they're to something less personal, like an instrument. You can have an amazing relationship with an instrument. You can also have amazing relationships with people. But the point is that we are enriched and we become more of who we're supposed to become, on whatever that means, because of our relationships and the kind of feedback that they provide us with, the kind of creativity that they promote within us. And so it's amazing how Venus retrogrades will be about the feedback that our relational reality is giving to us so that we may grow as individuals. So never underestimate that part of a Venus retrograde, especially in Leo, the sign of the sun, which can help us refine our sense of what matters, what our purpose is, what our calling is, what makes us special or unique. It leads me to number five, which is that this can be a time of healing hurt egos. And we know that the sign of the sun can have a lot to do with, you know, that Leo can have a lot to do with what makes us stand out, what makes us feel special. What, you know, just like the sun in the sky stands apart. It's always alone in the sky for the most part. Maybe you see the moon a little bit here or there when the sun's out, but mostly when the sun's in the sky, it's the only thing in the sky. When the moon's in the sky in the evening, it's out there with the whole pantheon of stars. It's communal by nature. The moon was said to be associated with the village or the city, as opposed to the sun, who is associated with like the ruler, whoever that would be. So lonely is the head that wears the crown. And there's something about this transit of Venus retrograde in Leo that can help us to heal a hurt ego, especially by looking at our relationships. A time for self-reflection, a time for healing hurt egos, a time for having a healthier ego that shows up because it knows what makes it special, and it knows not to overcompensate, and it knows that the health of the ego is really dependent upon how healthy it can be when interacting with other egos. Is there a give and take? Can I be special without having to make you feel less than, et cetera? So anyway, these are five things that I would watch for as this Venus retrograde in Leo comes through. Again, a little brief while I'm on vacation, but hopefully still potent and helpful. I hope you guys are having a great day and a great start to this Venus retrograde in Leo, and we will talk more soon about some of the shadows that Venus retrograde in Leo may bring. All right, take it easy, everyone.